When Abraham Lincoln went down to New Orleans, he saw men and women sold in the slave markets there, and he never forgot it. In 1863, it was Lincoln who signed the Emancipation Proclamation setting the Negro slaves free. This is a poem called Lincoln Monument, Washington. Let's go see old Abe, sitting in the marble in the moonlight, sitting lonely in the marble in the moonlight, quiet for 10,000 centuries now, old Abe, quiet for a million, million years, quiet, and yet a voice forever against the timeless walls of time, old Abe.
Not often in the story of mankind does a man arrive on earth who is both steel and velvet, who is as hard as rock and soft as drifting fog, who holds in his heart and mind the paradox of terrible storm and peace unspeakable and perfect. In the time of the April lilacs in the year 1865, on his death, the casket with his body was carried north and west 1,000 miles, and the American people wept as never before. Bells sobbed, cities wore crepe, people stood in tears and with hats off as the railroad burial car paused in the leading cities of 7 states. Ending its journey at Springfield, Illinois, the hometown.
Lincoln understood the balances required in a democracy between freedom and that other word, responsibility. He wrote and spoke that word responsibility nearly as often as he did the word freedom. You can't have one and not the other. Too many forget that. He had such a responsibility about what he said and wrote. He didn't want to mislead anybody. I think one of his sentences in a message to Congress in 1862, in times like the present, men should utter nothing for which they would not willingly be responsible through time and eternity.
For which they would not willingly be responsible through time and eternity.